Hello. Welcome to our first podcast episode of the new year. This episode is part of a show we call The Master's Hand. It was taped live in New York City on December 10th, 2017.
Have you heard about this thing that the young people are doing these days?
What young people are doing. I try not to.
Hush, Jimbo. What was that, Dorothy?
I was reading about it in Newsday this morning before I headed over here. They have what they call painting nights at the local bars nowadays. They're hosting one at the Stone's Throw pub tomorrow night.
Oh, I read about that article, too. Interesting.
Oh, is that one of those things I've heard about where these kids all go to bars and paint pictures? How does such a thing work? I mean, how do you paint at a bar? Why would any artist, any real artist, want to do such a harebrained thing?
Because they aren't real artists.
Oh, real artists. Come on, let's not start that argument again.
I mean, you just slap some paint on a canvas in a loud bar while guzzling stale beer? What a stupid idea.
Can't knock it till you try it.
Nah, it's stupid. It'll never catch on.
Oh, yeah, it's a big thing, apparently, according to what I read. People actually turn up in droves and pay to be a part of it, and the bars are making big money off of it. There's lots of demand out there.
Lots of suckers with good money to burn, you mean.
Oh, you're so cynical, Ash.
If stuff like that is so popular, then why is our art group so empty most of the time? You'd think the arts were dead taking a look around this place. I, for one, don't see any young people lining up outside.
Good.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind to see some more of the young people join us.
I hear it's mostly the young ladies who attend these events. It's become sort of a girls' night out type thing.
Ooh, la la. We should go to this event, Liz.
We are not going. Ugh. If I'd only known my husband was going to turn into just another dirty old man.
Ah, come on now. I just like to be around the pretty young girls every now and then.
Yeah, when you're not constantly painting naked and half-naked pictures of them.
It's my theme and my life's work. Feminine beauty is my muse, and one must always obey their muse. I have painted only beautiful women all of my life.
I notice you never painted a picture of me.
Why should I? I see you every day.
Well, I'm curious. I'd like to check it out.
Check what out?
The painting night at the bar.
Why? So you can look ridiculous?
It's no more ridiculous than us dotty old fogies gathering here each week at our art group, quivering over our still lives and our portraits of mallards.
And sleazy pinup girls.
Plus, there's no bar here. Oh, now, wouldn't that be divine? A nice vodka martini resting right next to my palate.
So she's got a point. Art is a life, and a life is a celebration. We should...
Shut up, Birdo.
I'm not going anywhere. The reason I joined this art league is so that I could come here to paint in peace and solitude. So everybody, if you could, please shut your traps.
You don't think we all look a little sad just passing away the time like this?
Yep. Just the way I like it. Who has an extra tube of magenta?
Oh, it just so happens I do. Can I trade you for a tube of your Van Dyke Brown?
Only if you get a haircut, you dirty old hippie.
I guess I do need a haircut. Luckily, I can see my reflection in your scalp, Jimbo.
Okay, really. Fun time is over. Let's have a little quiet now, please.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mr. Ethery. It's good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Is that easel at the end taken?
Does anybody know if...
No, Jill's not coming. It's all yours.
Good. Thank you. Would anyone here happen to have an extra tube of magenta and Van Dyke Brown they could loan me for today?
I don't think we do, Mr. Ethery.
Oh, are you sure? I can compensate you later.
Well, I really need all the magenta I have.
And I'm very short on Van Dyke Brown. I kind of need what I got.
All right. I'll just have to make do without. Well, thanks anyway. I'm sure I can find some substitutes.
dear. It's been a long time since we've seen him.
I was hoping he was done coming here.
Santa Maria.
What's the big deal?
That's Maxwell Ethery. You've heard of him, right?
Maxwell Ethery? The Maxwell Ethery? The famous painter? That guy is huge! What an honor!
Yeah, he's great, but...
What? But what? You must be Batty. I'd like to go over to him and...
And you're not going to do anything but leave him be. He doesn't need you buzzing around him like a schoolgirl. Sit down and go back to your painting.
What's the matter? Sorry if I seem a little starstruck, but you do realize what a great thing it is to have someone of his status and renown sitting here as a member of our little group of amateurs. I mean, he's one of my heroes.
He's such a hero to you, you didn't even recognize him until we told you who he was.
He is a great Stu. Just leave the man alone.
You're the new old guy around here, Stu. Trust us. We're in awe of him as well. It's kind of why we give him his space.
But you just refused him a couple of tubes of paint that I know for a fact you have. Why would you be so grubby and disrespectful to a legend like that? If I had those paints, I'd give them to him right away.
He doesn't need our paint. He does just fine with what he has.
What's the matter with you guys? Why has it become so somber in here all of a sudden?
Oh, no. Ethery started to make a preliminary sketch.
Oh, God.
Let's just keep to ourselves here, okay?
I bet you he's making a portrait. Portraits are what he's known for, after all. Presidents, kings, heads of state, famous people. But he would need a model for that, wouldn't he?
How do you know he isn't using one?
What do you mean?
She doesn't mean anything. Don't worry about it.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Every time Maxwell Ethery walks in here, he sits back there at the end of the room quietly. Just don't bother to look at what he's doing.
So he's very protective of his work. I get it. He might snap at you, huh?
No, no. Ethery is polite enough. He won't say anything or shoo you away if you go over there.
But please don't. Just stay put.
How often does he come here? Ethery, that is.
Often enough.
Weren't you just carrying on about peace and quiet a minute ago, Stu? Well, try shutting up and going back to work.
Ha! Fine. He's still there. Ethery.
Just mind your own business and keep painting.
He's been there a while. He really seems to be working at something pretty intensely there. I wonder what it is.
You're better off not knowing, Stu. Please believe us.
He's not going to listen to us, is he?
Shh! What the heck is he working on? I'm dying of curiosity.
What happened to Mr. Everybody Be Quiet or I Can't Do My Precious Little Still Life earlier?
Well, that was before a living legend entered the room. Hell, I'm gonna walk over there.
Don't, Stu! Don't, please.
It's best never to look at what Ethery paints or draws while he's here in this room, Stu. Some folks have learned the hard way.
What the hell are you talking about? You're all cracked.
That's already been established. But you really ought to have some respect and listen to what the people around you are saying, bud.
You all are absolutely ridiculous. Are you so insecure that you don't want anyone else in this art group to fraternize with a true master? Afraid someone else might pick up something valuable? Show you up for the amateurs and dilettantes you actually are? I can rationalize how someone like that could make you feel small, but when an opportunity to rub shoulders with a true genius presents itself, you make the most of that opportunity, no? You only live once, right?
Yeah, you only do live once. That's why you should step back, Stu.
I signed up for an art club, not a dementia support group. I'm going over to say hello to Mr. Ethery.
Stu!
No, sweetheart.
Remember when Michael did the same thing?
Yes, it's a very sad day.
Oh, poor Edie. They just had their first grandchild.
It's all right, mi amore.
He's talking to Ethery.
Damn fool.
Oh, he's so senseless.
Are you all right, Stu? Stu?
Yeah.
What did you see?
He's painting my portrait. Why? How could he? It's so strange, so cruel.
What did you see?
He always shows the subject at the moment of
death. He's only made a preliminary sketch, but it's my face. Unmistakably so. No doubt about it. But my eyes, they were bulging from the sockets. My face blue. My hands clutched tightly around my throat.
I don't know what to say, Stu. I'm sorry.
I saw the clock in the background. It said 3:15.
What time is it now?
It's 3:14.
According to Aristotle, the aim of art is to present not the outward appearance of things, but their inner significance. For this, not the external manner and detail constitutes true reality. The artist, through his or her craft, can show us something we wouldn't be able to identify on our own, something inside ourselves, capturing it for all to see. Tonight, dear audience, we ask you all to sit for a portrait. The artist's eye is unflinching, and the appropriate style is a menacing chiaroscuro. A bargain struck between light and dark whose triumph will be forever etched on the walls of your dreams. Take my arm, friends. Let's stroll through this gallery together. Pray that we don't encounter your likeness on any of these portraits. This is Fireside Mystery Theater. And that concludes this week's episode. Jimbo was played by Alan LaForest. Liz was played by Mary Murphy. Berto was played by Michael Pate. Dorothy was played by Casey LaForest. Ian was played by David Linton. Stu was played by Eric Davey Gislason. And the part of Ethery was played by James Reeser. Tuesday Art Group was written by Sylban Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. The Master's Hand was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score is improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Bronte Shane Orengo. We'd love it if you shared with us your thoughts about our show with a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback helps us to grow, raises our visibility, and gives us much-needed support. If you haven't already, subscribe, like us on Facebook. We can also be fun to follow on Instagram and Twitter with the handle @FiresideMystery. How good would you look in an official Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt or hoodie? Rest your head on a fireside throw pillow. Carry your gear in a handy FMT tote bag. Sip your tea from our logo mug. All of these things and more can be purchased from our merch store, firesidemysterytheater.com/merch. Stay tuned for upcoming sales. If you live in or plan on visiting the New York City area, you have a chance to experience the unique thrill of one of our live performances at the sumptuous Slipper Room. Set sail with us on Sunday, January 28th at our new start time of 5 p.m. for our latest live taping, Lost at Sea and Other Nautical Nightmares. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. Next time from the Master's Hand, we tempt the fates and the wrath of the gods of ancient Greece. Tune in to our epic fantasy, The Divine Gift. Find us here or wherever you listen to podcasts. This is your own Ali Silva. Why not take up a brush and seek illumination? Explore the drama between the light and the dark. You'll want to especially mind the shadows.